Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a back of plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan. Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of our love? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us, and though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, Sabbath day, July the 8th. That's right. Wow, moving right along. July the 8th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very important topic for you today. We want to jump right in, man. We want to really, really break down this whole idea of, and, you know, all these shows are important. All this information, your life, you know, how you live your life, your reality, your mentality, because it determines your reality. We have to, really focus on our mentality because that brings about the things that establishes our reality. And most of us, you know, we spend our lives living and doing things without really examining them or looking through them or just periodically, just every once in a while, going back and doing, you know, a household cleaning. You know, the way that you, you know, do spring cleaning in your house, we should have spring cleaning in our spirit, our soul, and our body. So we want to talk about saying goodbye to Mr. or Mrs. Nice Guy and saying hello to Mr. or Mrs. Authentic Guy or Gal. We want to talk about today saying goodbye to the nice guy or the nice girl and saying hello to the real or the authentic. You know, I've always prided myself on caring. You know, I've done a few shows on weaponized caring. I have a book that talks about being entitled Mr. Authentic. I also have a book entitled Being God. And in those books, I talk about what I've learned and what I'm sharing with you today and how every day I go to another level. And every day it's really mind-blowing because of the growth and the grace and the mercy that's been extended. So right now, you have a choice today, like we all do, because every day you are being Mr. or Mrs. Nice, or every day you are being Mr. or Mrs. Authentic. So every day you have that opportunity to express, expose, and expand your God-given gifts. Now, this is really important because this either really, really hinders or really, really helps. So I need to make sure that you understand what I'm expressing to you today. And so everybody listening today, I, you know, want to offer my book to you for half price, the book Being God and the book Mr. Authentic. Both of these books will assist you with being authentic. Because what's happening is a lot of people are making a mistake that I made, and that is you want to be nice. And there's nothing wrong with being nice. There's nothing wrong with being polite. There's nothing wrong with being courteous. There's nothing wrong with being kind. There's nothing wrong with being considerate. There's nothing wrong with being an empath. I'm very empathic. I can sense the feeling of the feelings of other people, and I know when someone needs a word of encouragement. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is when your caring interferes with your wealth, when your caring interferes with your own health, when your caring interferes with your own wisdom, and when your caring interferes with your own relationships. What I am talking about is making it okay for you to take something and tap your way to the top, as I've talked about before. And right now, your time, your attention, and your purpose, again, is not being utilized to the fullest capacity because of this inability, because of your caring. So caring about places or people, things more than you care about your wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. That is the nice guy or the nice girl. See, I prided myself on always treating people the way I wanted to be treated. I went out of my way. In fact, I still do. But what I have learned is that I have learned not to tailor that. In fact, I've learned the hard way to bury it. Now, because it comes to me automatically, I don't have to worry. You are listening to me today and you are a 6 or you are a 3 or you are a 9. If you have any of those numbers anywhere, then, and most people have one of those numbers. Most people have either a 3 or a 6 or a 9. And if you notice, those numbers are all divisible by 3. And that is the kiss of kindness. That means that you have automatically inside of you, and if you're 33, oh, man, you know exactly what I'm saying. Because if you're 33, right now your life is running you. You're not running your life. Because you want to be liked. You want to be loved. You want to be respected. And so what you're doing is you have this philosophy or this pattern. Now, remember, patterns are power. And remember now, this is inside of your blood as well. That's why we were doing the Blood God series. So if you are a 6, I mean, if you are a 3 or 6 or a 9, and then if you have O blood, if you have AB blood, and those, all of these are, again, are positive bloods, then it's even amped up to another degree. What's amped up? You do not give yourself the right to do things. What does that mean? Right now, you are feeling guilty and you are feeling obligated. I watched a video this morning that was a very powerful video that goes in line with what I have inside of my book, Mr. Authentic, Being God. Again, everybody that's listening to this show, I give you both of those books today. $10. Again, the PDF. So both books today, again, one sells for $99, the other one sells for $99. So I give them both for $10 each for $20. Both of these books will help you to get to the place where I'm at and then get to the next level. Because right now what is happening is the reason that you do what you do is because you feel guilty. Now, the reason that you feel guilty is you made promises. The reason that you made promises is because you're a nice guy. The reason that you're a nice guy is because you're three, you're seven, or you have the, if you are AB or you're A or B, a little bit of some of the main A's is A positive. You want to be, but again, you automatically, instinctively want to be nice. You want to be kind. You want to be considerate. You're empathic. So what happens is you care more about being nice than you care about being authentic. And once you care, now this is my problem. I always was concerned about with being nice than I was with being authentic and being honest. I didn't care about being honest. I cared about being nice. Now the word authentic means in the Greek, it comes from the Greek word authentikos, which means original. It means genuine. See, one's own authority means auto self. It means autopilot, not being fake. So being Mr. Nice Guy is actually it's the ego's way of doing what I talked about inside of my other book, Behavioral Claironomics, coping mechanism. It's your escapism. So actually, when you're being nice, you are escaping, or you can an excuse for you to actually be authentic. Because see, being authentic requires you to do something. See, it all starts in your heart, never goes to your head. So being authentic starts in the heart. And once you be authentic, if you don't have the heart, it never travels to the head. And if it doesn't travel to the head, it doesn't travel to the hands. And if it doesn't travel to your hands, it's not going to travel to your feet. So being authentic, you have to realize that being nice is a way of avoiding applying purpose. So really, at the end of the day, it comes down to a lack of self-worth and fear. Those, when you go seven layers deep and you ask yourself the question, why am I saying yes to something that I don't want to do? Say somebody invites you somewhere and you don't want to go, but because you're a nice guy or you're a nice girl, you say okay. Why did you say okay when you know you really don't want to go? You say okay because you feel obligated. And you feel obligated because you feel guilty. And you feel guilty because you're not real. And you're not real because you're not authentic. And you're not authentic because you're not original. And you're not original because you don't have your diakonia. You don't know your purpose. And because you don't know your purpose because you haven't slowed down and you haven't asked the question to the big G, why am I here? What am I supposed to do? So all of this, when you trace it back and when you ask those seven whys, that explains why I was being authentic. I mean, I was being nice, but not being authentic. See, there's nothing wrong with being nice, but it's only a problem when it comes at the expense of you being authentic. And being nice is a sham. It's a scam. Being nice is an escape mechanism. It's a coping mechanism. It's the way that you cope with the guilt of not being real. See, since you're not being, you know you're not being real. You know in your heart you're being fake. And it's not, it has nothing to do with nobody else. This has nothing to do with nobody else. It has nothing to do with no one. See, people want to put off because they don't want to take responsibility for their own actions. And again, I'm talking about myself. So it is my responsibility to take responsibility for my wealth, my health, my wisdom, and my relationships. But if I can blame you and say that it is your fault, that relieves me of being an auto self. Now, remember, the definition of the word authentic, or the Greek word authentikos, means original. So again, you must be original or you're going to die a copy. Dare to be you. Again, one of my books. So again, today's offer, I got two books, both of them, $10 each. The book, again, Mr. Authentic, and the book, Being God. Simply email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Let me know, Doc, can I pick up, let me get the two books you talked about during the show. Go to the website again, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make a $20 donation. Why do you have to do this? Let me tell you something that is very important. Brothers and sisters, right now, if you do not say goodbye to being nice, say no, being authentic, you will not be wasting your time, wasting your attention, and your purpose. God put you on this planet. He gave you a certain period of time to accomplish your mission and your task. Every time you say yes to somebody else, you're saying God. Every time you say yes to someone else, no to God. Because you see, be able to understand that when you say goodbye to being nice, you're saying hello to being original. You're saying hello to being honest. You're saying hello to living your life on purpose and not on time. You see, my brothers and sisters, you have to really make a decision today about what is it that you really care about? Have you ever thought about that question? Now, every day we wake up, and again, it's interesting because we will do a spring cleaning on our home. We'll do, this morning I got up early now and I washed my car. And I'm aware when my car gets dirty and I wash it and I vacuum. I take care of my body. I take a shower. I'm aware if I go to the gym, I'm funky, I get a shower. This morning I got up, I brushed my teeth, I washed my face. You know, I don't have no hair, so I ain't got to worry about combing it. I did massage the beard a little bit. Now, it's interesting how that doing those things are automatic. But yet when it comes to taking a mental analysis of our paralysis, we never do that. We never stop. Analyze where we are. We never stop and take an inventory and see, okay, this is where I am. Now, this is my purpose. Excuse me. This is my goal in the area of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. How often do you analyze? How often do you stop? And I'm not talking about the analysis of paralysis where you do it every day. I'm talking about every 30 days, maybe every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks, you should stop. And you should write down, and you should put a list of the things that you don't like. Now, I tell people this when I first meet a client. I ask them to write down everything that they don't like, because the opposite of that is everything, because they don't know what they do. People can tell me all the time, Doc, I don't know what my purpose is, man. I don't know what my niche is. Really? Easy. Write down what you don't like. If you know you're a pretty boy, you don't like to sweat. You don't like to get your hands dirty. So construction, out. Highway maintenance, out. Landscaping, out. Pretty much any job, you know, camping, being out. If you know, now this is hard. Why is this hard? Because you got to be original. See, if you're not original, you're gonna say, well, hey, Doc, I can't. And then you get your ass out there and you're gonna be ready to tent. The mosquitoes gonna start biting you. To start raining, you're going to be pissed off the whole trip because you're not authentic and you're not being real. You said somebody asked you, hey, let's go on a camping trip. Now, I'm not an outdoorsman. I was in Marines. I did it because I had to. They gave me a check. They said, boy, go out there and pitch a tent and make sure your rifle don't hit the dirt. Yes, sir. And I did it. Why? Because I was getting paid. Now, you tell me right now, boy, go out there and pitch a tent. No, sir. Why? I'm not an outdoorsman. Now, I'll go camping, but I'm not going to volunteer. And if I got something else to do, if it comes down between camping and doing a show, doing a one-on-one, doing some counseling, I'm not doing camping. Now, the old me, I was like, okay, yeah, I go. And the whole time I'm out there, my vibe is off. I'm pissed off, and I'm messing it up for everybody else. If I stay my dark behind at home and let the people go out there that like camping, let them go camping. But you see, you have to make it okay for you to be you. See, nice are people who are afraid to be themselves because they know they're going to get rejected. See, I know that if I be myself, people are not going to like me. Why? Because I care too much. Weaponized caring. So now the devil whooping my ass because I care every day. And he's going to whoop you. He's going to do the same thing to you. So you gotta stop making excuses, and you gotta decide what is important to you. How do you decide what's important to you? Because people tell me this all the time, well, Doc, my allegiances change. Like in marriage, people get married, and then they fall out of, at least they say they fall out of love, and that gives them an excuse to get a divorce. That's not what I'm talking about. See, I'm talking about make a decision to be authentic. Notice authentic means original. Original has to do with your original design. It means auto self. That means your genetic code. That means your DNA. That means the way God wired you. That means you came out of the womb with this pattern. That's your true authentic self. But if you're anything like I was, hell, I didn't find my true authentic self till I was in my 40s. So the whole time I'm making decisions, people say, hey, Dallas, you want to go do this? Yeah, man, let's go. And then I get out there, and I was like, man, what am I doing out here? I don't like this. But since I don't know me, I can't be me. So you're going to be nice until you find you. Everybody that I know that is being nice and life is running you, you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off, doing a bunch of stuff, you're a hoop jumper. Somebody invites you over here, you say, okay, and you go. You don't stop and ask this one question. Do I like doing that? Why? Because you feel bad if you do. Why do you feel bad? Because you don't know how to feel good. You don't know. You've not given yourself the right to feel good. How do you give yourself the right? Now, this is mind-blowing. I just recently discovered, and recent, I'm talking about, a few years, I just recently discovered that it is okay for me to be happy. Now, I say that statement, and, people are like, duh. Yeah, then that means you're not happy. See, you really know deep down inside if you're happy or not. And you can't be happy if you're not authentic. And you can't be authentic if you're not genuine. And you can't be genuine if you're not original. And you can't be original if you're not acting on your own authority. You cannot be original if you're not acting on your own authority. The Reverend Dr. Bishop tell you to do something, that's his authority. The wife tell you to do something. The husband tell you to do something. The kids, the neighbor, the dog, everybody is telling you to do. You don't live according to your intuition, your gut, your spirit. God put something inside of you, brother, and you ain't trusting it. God put his spirit. You have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of the glow ray. You got a ray that glows. You have been, and let me go through the titles of the book that I'm offering today. So in my book, Being God, which means being again. Now, y'all know I like messing with people's heads because I put the title Being God and people blew their mind. Hey, brother, I know you're going to be God. Blasphemy. You ever look at the definition of the word being? Let me give you the definition. The word being means to exist. Now, is there anybody that don't have a pulse that's listening to me right now? Put your hand, take two fingers, put it on your wrist. And if you can't feel something going doom doom, that means you don't exist. But if you can feel a pulse, brother, if you can feel a pulse, sister, you exist. Now, God means love. Now, God got many attributes, but one of the major, he says faith, hope, and love, the greatest, his greatest attribute. He says that God said that the golden rule is this. He says, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. God says, love your neighbor as he said. There are two things that God, this is what the God I said. There's two things that you can sum up the entire gospel. Now, you got 10 commandments, you got 20, you got 40, you got all of these hoops. That's somebody else's authority. They're keeping your ass in that box. But the God I serve says, you can sum up the entire gospel. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And the second is like the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. So love. So when I say being God, I said that means exist, love. So it means existing love. So God is love. God didn't create love. He is love. God loves. So you got to be in love. So if you're not in love, you're not in God. Now, I don't know. I know very few people in love. Are you in love? Are you in love? Yeah, I don't think so. Now, you understand love, but are you in it, brother? Are you in it, sister? Are you in love, or do you just love? Everybody loves. I love to eat. I love to go to the movies. I love nice cars. I love to dress up. But are you in love, brother? That means you're inside of it. That means you are enveloped in it. How do you know if you're in love? Because you woke up this morning and your toes were curled. You sprang out of bed, kissed your wife on the forehead because she does it for you, or he does it for you. If you do not have intuition, you're not in love. If you do not have enthusiasm, you're faking the funk. You're not in love. If you do not have inspiration, you're not in love. If you do not have charisma, if you're not charismatic, you're not in love. You are a nice girl and you're a nice guy. Nice girls and nice guys finish last. I'm a living testimony. I got 40 plus years of getting my aspiratus whooped and finishing last. Not anymore. Say hello to Mr. Authentic. So I'm going to be authentic. I'm going to be original. I'm going to be genuine. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be focused. I'm going to be disciplined. I'm going to be orderly. I'm not going to waste time doing shizness I don't want to do. You tell me, hey, doc, let's go do this. No, dog, I don't want to do that, homie. Well, why? I thought we was, we no. We're not friends like that. I'm not going to allow you to waste my time anymore. I'm not going to allow you to put my attention on shizness. So if you tell me, hey, doc, let's go. No, bro, that's going to take my attention away from my purpose. I don't got time. I live my life on time. I'm sorry, I live my life on purpose, not on time. So my time, my attention, and my purpose is going to totally optimize my place or my purpose. So I'm going to tap all the way to the top. I'm going to take TAP, time, attention, purpose, and it's going to elevate me by totally optimizing my purpose. Well, Brother Will, that sounds great, dog. I like that metaphysical philosophy you got there, brother. But I need some, like, real stuff, brother. I need something that I can use to pay my light bill. Help me pay my car note, brother. I need some IMRs, homie. I need some immediate, measurable results. I like the fluff, bro. It's good. But I need some shizmits that's gonna change my life today. I need something that I can do right now, Brother Will. I like what you're saying, man. It's awesome. Okay, you want something to change your life right now? This is what I want you to do. Every time somebody says something to you today or ask you to do something, I want you to do this. Try that on. Put that shoe on, homie. Every time. First of all, before you say no, take out a piece of paper and write down on a piece of paper everything you are doing right now that you do not like. Write it down. Look at it because you're doing it. And I need you to answer. I need you to ask me. I need you to answer this question. You didn't got to email me or call me. I need you to ask yourself why you're still doing it if you don't like it. Now, I know people. I like what I do. I love what I do because I ask people this question. So what you do today? I had a client, you know, this morning. Well, you know, I got up this morning and, you know, and this client is a younger client, Well, not really younger, you know, but the client, you know, lives with their parents. They're like, what are you doing? Well, you know, my dad gets on my freaking nerves. My dad, blah, 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 blah. Okay? I don't like my dad. Really? Why are you staying at home? Why are you at home? You got a job? You got a job? Yeah, I got a job. You make good money? Yeah, but my dad, my mother, and my father needs me. I stay at home to help them. Is your mother and father grown? Are they older than you? Since they're your mother and your father, they're older than you. Well, yeah, they're older than us. So is it your responsibility? Is it your purpose? Did God put you on earth to take care of your mother and your father? Is that why you were born? Yeah, I don't think so, brother. I don't think so, sister. So why are you doing it? I know why you're doing it, because you feel guilty and you feel obligated. Why do you feel guilty and you feel obligated? You ain't got nothing else to do, and you promised to do that. Now that you've obligated yourself, now you feel guilty every time you think you want to pull that obligation back. People tell me all the time, Doc, once you make your bed, you stuck like Chuck. Newsflash. Somebody write this down. This is going to save somebody's time. This is going to save somebody's attention. This is going to save somebody's purpose. You have the God-given right to be happy. You have the God-given right to be wealthy. You have the God-given right to be healthy. You have the God-given right to operate in wisdom instead of ignorance. And you have the God-given right to be in an environment that is conducive to your health. It's called relationship. You have that right. You don't have to pay for it. It is your right as a joint heir. You ain't got to struggle. You ain't got to fight. You ain't got to be treated like dog shiznits. You ain't got to earn it. This is your right. It's called grace. It's called God's riches at Christ's expense. Right now, you're paying for something that is freaking free. You got conned, homie. You're like me. Welcome to the con club. Right now, you're paying. You are paying for something that is a gift. Last time I checked, a gift is freaking free. So if you give me something, man, don't pause. Don't stand there and look at me. I'm going to say thank you, and I'm going to step off. I ain't going to gloat. I'm not going to sit there and kiss your butt. I'm going to take. It's a gift. If you're giving me a gift, it's a gift. But see, many of us, we have not given. We don't know because you haven't read the book Being God. See, being God means, and let me go through chapter 1 of this book. In chapter 1, it's called, the title of that is called by God. Chapter 2 is chosen by God. Chapter 3 is justified by God. Chapter 4, sanctified by God. Chapter 5, glorified by God. Chapter 6, serving God. Chapter 7, the mind of God. Chapter 8, chemistry of God. Chapter 9, the light of God. 10, the love of God. 11, joy of God. 12, peace of God. 13, no law but God. 14, being God. Now, all of these chapters, if you notice, they're all by God. Now, right now, you probably think that they are by the Reverend Dr. Bishop. You probably think that they are by your husband. Maybe you think it's by your wife. Maybe you think it's by the little mojito. Oh, little Johnny, let me. I know parents that their kids run the house. What the f is going on? Little Johnny running you ragged. You working two jobs for little Johnny. What? You better be working for God. You got a purpose. You got multiple purposes. So let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, right now you got to make it okay. You got to give yourself to the right to change your mind. You got to give yourself the right to grow. If you make a mistake, it's not a mistake. It was a lesson. Once you learn the lesson, now, when you was in elementary school, you finished the fifth grade, they told you to get out. They didn't tell you. Now, what if you wanted to stay in the fifth grade all your life? They're not going to let you stay there. you're going to be too old. You can't be 30 in the fifth grade. When you're in the fifth grade and you finish the fifth grade, they escort you. They give you a little paper graduation, and they tell you, okay, now you're a sixth grader. Report to ABC Middle School on August the 24th. And what if on August the 24th you go back to, you know, ABC Elementary? And you go to ABC Elementary, and you look a little bigger than all the other kids. You're a little older than all the other kids. The teachers recognize you. They're like, hey, what? Were you in my class last year? You say, yeah, I like the fifth grade. I'm back for another year. The teacher's going to tell you, no, you graduated. You have to go to the sixth grade. No, I don't want to go to sixth grade. I like the fifth grade teacher. I like you. I like learning the fifth grade. They're not going to say, okay, come on in. They're not going to be nice. They're going to say, security. They're going to escort you out of the building. Why? You don't belong in the fifth grade anymore. We got a lot of adults that don't grow up. We got a lot of Cretans that are baby Hueys. You're baby Christians. You're still on the milk of the word. You don't want to eat the meat of the word. You got to say goodbye to the milk, brother. You got to say goodbye to the milk, sister, and you got to start eating the meat. Say goodbye to the milk and say hello to the meat. Goodbye, milk. Goodbye. Say goodbye to the milk. Say goodbye to being fake. Say goodbye to being weak. Say goodbye to being jelly back. Say goodbye to being unorganized. Say goodbye to freaking being operating in a procrastinative spirit. Say goodbye. Say goodbye to making excuses. Say goodbye to watching TV. Say goodbye to freaking going to the club. Say goodbye to freaking spending $300-$400 a week on marijuana. Say goodbye to getting up, you know, freaking watching porn all night. Say goodbye to overeating. Say goodbye to making excuses. Say goodbye to saying, I ain't got enough time to work out, brother. I'm too busy. Say goodbye to working three jobs and finding you one job that you love, that curls your toes, that make your blood curdle, that gives you enthusiasm, that you wake up in the morning, you got some spring in your step. Say goodbye to hanging out with people that tolerate you, and say hello to people that elevate you. Say goodbye. Say goodbye to being fake and being phony, and say hello to being real and being authentic. Being nice means that you fake. I wish somebody had told me this, man. So you mean to tell me all this time I thought I was... You mean to tell me all this time I've been fake? What? I'm damn near 60 years old. I ain't even started living yet. I'm like a freaking newborn. I'm like a kid on Christmas Day. I woke up this morning, man. I jumped out. I washed my car, ran to the gym. Full of energy. I'm excited. Why? I just started living. It's like I'm like an 18-year-old kid. And a 60-year-old body. Because now I understand what living is. All this time I thought I was living, man. I wasn't living. I was freaking existing. I was barely getting by on Skid Row. I was happy being unhappy. I was young, dumb, and stupid. Then I became middle-aged and stupid. And I was knocking on the door of being old and stupid. Brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand. It is very, very, very important, because all of us have to do something, and that something is we all have to be accountable to our purpose. We all have to be original. Now, this is hard, because there's people, you may be married to them, they don't like your purpose. So you got to make a choice. See, there may be somebody in your family that's holding up your funds. You got to make a choice, family or funds. It's okay. Whatever choice you make, just make sure you can live with it. Friends, you got a lot of friends. They all want your time. Let's go play golf. Let's go this. Let's go to the club. Let's go smoke some reefer. Let's go hang out. Let's go to the movies. You got a bunch of friends, and they all are pulling on your time. They all want your attention. And none of them suckers got no purpose. So they can't tap to the top. And they don't want you to go to the top. They don't want you to totally optimize your purpose, because they ain't optimized theirs. So you got a choice. You can hang out and do a lot of procreating, effing. Or instead of effing, you can work on developing funds. So you got a choice today. You got to say either goodbye to faith. You got to say goodbye to family. You got to say goodbye to friends. You got to say goodbye to effing. And you got to say hello to funds. Or you got to say goodbye to the funds. Say hello to your friends. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Hello, Mr. Authentic. You say, well, Brother Will, I don't know, man, because I don't really know. I'm having a problem like being authentic, brother. Like, I don't really know, okay? Let me say it again. See, you got to make a decision, or you got to know what you don't like. Because right now, you're doing a lot of shitness you don't like. And I'm going to ask you the million-dollar question again. Why? So you go to a job you don't like. Why? They pay me, Brother Will. Is that the only job in your city? Well, no, Brother Will, but you know, man, it's hard changing jobs. Yeah, nothing in life is easy, brother. Nothing in life is easy, especially when you're talking about fulfilling your purpose. So let me go back to the question again. You got to make a decision. And you got to ask yourself, do I care about blank more than I care about purpose? See, every day you got to ask one question. Somebody call you, or you got something to do. Like right now, it's 12. I started the show at 12. Now, I do apologize for the sound earlier. I didn't know what I was about to disconnect, but you know, I got a text. Somebody said that the sound was a little bit better, so we're gonna keep rolling with it. So I had a choice today. I could have not did today's show and went and hung out with my kids. My son came down from Austin. Dad, I'm in town. Cause I brought him down in there. Hey, Dad, what you doing? Let's go grab something for lunch. Wife jumped up this morning and said, hey, me and the mother-in-law, we're going over here. Want to ride with us? Car needed to be washed. It was a beautiful day. Like, hey, I could go get me a jog in, get a little cardio. You know, hey, I could organize. Oh, you know what? I got a couple of Dale Carnegie reports I need to work on. I need to knock them out. Customer's already paid his money. I need to get him his product. Or it's Saturday, man. Sabbath day. How about I just kick back, give me that big box of that big bowl of Captain Crunch cereal? Y'all know I love some Captain Crunch cereal. Well, I used to back in the day. Since I'm lactose intolerant now, I can't really eat it anymore. I hope y'all know I be joking when I say that. I don't eat cereal. But back in the day, I could knock out a whole box of Captain Crunch cereal in one sitting. Can't do that anymore. So today, Saturday, I could have did that. Right now, I could be sitting there watching TV, chilling, me and my bowl of cereal. But I made a decision. And I asked myself this question this morning when it came time to schedule my show. I asked myself, Brother Will, what do you care about that takes you in the direction of fulfilling your God-given purpose, or my acronym, TOP. See you at the top. That's why I say see you at the top. So, Brother Will, is what you're doing, is that going to totally optimize your purpose? Is watching TV, eating a box of Captain Crunch cereal, is that going to help you optimize your purpose? No. Washing your car? No. Hanging out with the kids, you know you love your kids, man. You know, is that going to help you optimize your purpose? No. Hanging out with with the in-laws, the wife, you know, blah, blah, blah. No. What is going to help me totally optimize my purpose? Doing purpose-based activities. But I feel bad, man. I feel telling my son, you know, oh man, you know, I could have went, you know, hang out with the wife and, you know, and done something, man, you know, hey, that's a car, man, that's a brand new car, man, why is it so dirty, you know, man, I feel guilty, I feel obligated, man, and if I don't fulfill my obligations, I feel guilty. I'm letting other people down. Negro, you're letting yourself down. Every time I say yes to something that I obligated my fake self to, I'm saying no to my real self. Every time I fulfill an obligation that I made with my fake self, the nice guy, I'm saying no to the purpose that I should be optimizing with the authentic guy, spirit. See, my flesh wars against my spirit wars against my flesh. The two are contrary to each other. See, the nice guy is the flesh. The authentic guy is the spirit. So you are being nice. You think you are actually, it blows my mind that I wasted 40 years of my life being nice. And I thought I was a licensed and ordained minister, man. Do you understand that? I was laying hands on people preaching on Sundays. Do you understand? I was a nice guy, full of demons, Christian Satanist. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. There is nobody that's authentic and original on that road. You cannot be nice and authentic. When you are authentic, you look people in the eye and you say this word. No, I can't do that because I got a show to do. Well, you do shows, that's damn right. And I'm going to continue to do them every day, 12 noon. Why? Because I like it. It is okay for me to do what I like. Now, I'm telling you today is okay for you to do what you like. See, right now, up till today, nobody never told you that. So let me be the first person to tell you. Guess what? Long as it is purpose-based, long as you're not harming anyone else, long as you're not conning nobody, long as you're not defrauding nobody, long as it is based upon love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, against such things there is no law, long as it is fruit-bearing, what activities bring you? You got to do three things. This is it. You got to do these three things to be authentic. You got to be authentic, number one. That means original, genuine. Number two, you got to be honest with yourself first. See, I lived my whole life fake. 40 plus years on the damn planet. Never had an original thought. Now, that's a big one. Father, touch the minds of your people. Have you had an original thought? I guarantee you, every thought you get, you got from a book. You got from somebody else. Have you, brother? Have you, sister, sit down, turn off all the life, turn off all the TVs, disconnected from society, go out in the woods somewhere, hug a tree, sit down underneath some grass, look up at the sky. Have you sit down and just pondered the deeper things of life and a thought popped into your head? Have you ever had an original thought that's yours? You didn't get it from somebody else. When the last time you did that, brother? You got to do that. You got to be authentic. You got to be original. You got to be honest. Authentic, honest. And number three, you have activities that bring love, joy, peace. You got to do purpose-based activities. Those are the three things that kills the nice guy. If you do those three things, the nice guy and the nice girl will disappear. Why? Because the flesh doesn't want you to be authentic. In fact, you can't be authentic in your flesh. Because if you are being, now remember the word being means to, it means mental disposition that allows you to exist. Being. So if you are being authentic, that means you got the mind, you got the heart, you got the will, you got the emotion, you got the imagination, you got the intellect, your soul, your spirit is being authentic. Your soul, mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect, your soul is being authentic. Therefore, your body must manifest authenticity. So if you are being, that means you got a ruling disposition. If you are being, that means that you got a group of related thoughts. That means that you got more thoughts about authenticity than you got thoughts about being nice. If you are being authentic,
then you are going to be honest. Then you are going to be original. And your original self is spirit. And if you are being spirit, if you're walking in the spirit, you cannot, according to Galatians 4, you cannot, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It's impossible. So you cannot be a good tree and produce bad fruit. You cannot. That's universal law. Universe, the universe says that that dog don't hunt. The universe says you cannot be being the solution and be being the problem at the same time. You can't. So the universe says you cannot be a nice guy and be authentic. So you can't say, Brother Will, I know. Because I'm looking at your fruit and I see nice. Because somebody said, somebody invited you, somebody offered you, somebody told you. Now remember, the word authentic means authority. The word authority is the word author. So you, the word author means you write your own damn script. The Reverend Dr. Bishop comes over to you and he tells you, hey, this is your script for your life. You do this. Why Reverend Dr. Bishop? Because it's inside the Bible. Okay, that's your interpretation, Rev. I can read the Bible for my damn self. So you go home and you read it yourself. You be your own damn author. You be your own freaking authority. You be your own authenticity. Now, sure, you can take and entertain other people's opinion, but it's just that. Opinions are like booty holes. Everybody got one. So you got an opinion. He got an opinion. Jim Bob, everybody got an opinion. Post something on Facebook, see what happens. Everybody and their grandmother got an opinion. Negro, did I ask you for your opinion? No, I don't think so. If I want your opinion, I'll beat it out of you. No, I'm just joking. For real, though, think about it. I was so concerned about other people's opinion. I lived my 40 years on the planet, 40-plus years on the planet. I was worried about other people's opinion. That's why I never did shizness. Well, I know if I write this book, if I curse, if I do this, somebody's going to be pissed off, and they're not going to talk to me. Ooh, get some balls. Brother Will, talk to me. I'm mad at me. I'm not mad at anybody else. Except when y'all listen to these shows, it's never my righteous indignation is never directed towards an individual. It's always directed toward myself. Because why am I knocking on 60 and I'm barely not figuring this shit out? Why? Because I'm a nice guy. So if you're in your 20s, please learn from my mistake. That's old fool that knocking on 60. And all he had to do was just do this. No. Hey, Brother Wilkins, no. No. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. If you don't get nothing from today's lecture, just learn to say no. Make it okay. Practice it. Practice saying no. I'm going to practice it. Somebody called and asked me something today. Hey, Doc, can you do no? Okay. Practice saying no. It's okay. Make it okay for you to be you, because right now it's not. Right now, everybody that's listening to me, I'm trying to think of somebody that may not be in this situation, and I can't think of nobody. Everybody part of the Clarinomics team, everybody that I know, everybody that listens to the show, unless you're a new listener, everybody that I know, you have not made it okay for you to be unapologetically you. Now, you may have made it okay for you to be you, but you're still apologetic. You still like, you ain't gangster with it. I mean, I post something on Facebook and Jay Money said, Doc, you ain't about that life. Brother, you know what? Right. You gotta get about that life. But I'm working on it, bro. I'm working on it. I'm saying goodbye to the nice guy and I'm saying hello to the authentic guy. Why? Because I made it okay. From now on, do not allow yourself, your flesh, the nice you, to make you feel guilty. I don't care what you do. From today forward, do not feel guilty. From the day forward, do not feel obligated. Those are false. Those are Luciferian constructs. And I know you're going to say, I know what you're thinking. I can see your brain. What do you mean, Brother Will? What are you saying, brother? Now, think about the statement. Now, if I am being authentic, I've made a decision to do the things that are important to me. Now, do you think the things that are important to me are important to you? Now, doing a blog talk show every day is important to me. Is that important to you? No. I don't know nobody that do a blog talk show every day. I don't know nobody that's in my circle that do a blog talk show. So if you call me and say, hey, Doc, you know, what you doing at 12, bro? Let's go grab some meat. Oh, man, I got my show. You like, man, cancel that, man. Come on, let's go hang out. And I'm going to say, no. Now, I'm not going to say it apologetically. Now, the old me, oh, dog, I'm sorry, homie. You know, I got this. No. Hell no. I ain't not doing that no more. Mm-mm. Brother, if somebody that already know me. But hold up, time out, dog. So you know I do a show every day at 12. And you're going to ask me to do something at 12? You want me to slap you now or later? That's the new me. I'm going to be authentic to myself. Notice this is all self-work. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. So nobody should go home to their wife and say, honey, I don't listen to Mother Will, and he said to me to be authentic, I'm leaving you. That's not what I said. Leaving don't solve nothing. Growing, that solves everything. Going, nothing. Growing, everything. Going through stuff, waste of time. Growing through stuff, sign me up for that program. Everybody goes through shiznits. You going through something. You going through, Jim Bob is going through something. Sally Sue's going through something. Everybody's going through something. But how many people are growing through something? See, nice guys and girls, they go through a lot of shiznits because they're nice. They put themselves in situations, they got to go through stuff. Authentic people, they don't go through nothing. They grow. Authentic people, man, like every day, like this is crazy. Like I woke up yesterday and it was like, whoa. It's like, man, it's like my body, like my body is feeling the way that it feels when I eat watermelon. It's like every cell in my body is like, yes, finally, this food is giving us something that we can use. All this other crap you put on your tongue and you put in your stomach, we can't use that crap. So I'm eating Whataburger, you know, hamburger. My cells is like, what is this? We can't use this. Man, we're going back to sleep. Then I go drink some coffee. My blood cells say, if this food lost his mind, we barely got enough hydration as it is, and he pulling more water out of our system. Man, you know what? I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. Let me ache. Then my side start hitting. I'm like, oh, what's this pain? That's my blood cells saying, wake up, fool. Be authentic. We can't use no water burger. We can't use coffee. We can't use that donut that you ate. You ain't put nothing green in your system in 2 weeks. You wondering why you're feeling on this, that, or the other. You have to eat for your cells. So when you put something in your body that your cells can use, your cells is like, yes, this dude and do that now is being authentic, real. So every day you wake up, you get the choice to be real or to be nice. Now, I know, most of you, and I've done this show before, but I wanted to go deeper today. I want to make sure that you understand that it is okay. I'm telling you that you have the right. It is okay for you to be happy. It is okay for you to change your mind. It is okay for you to do the things that you care about. Even though your husband don't like it, it is okay. It is okay for you to do stuff that the Reverend Dr. Bishop don't like. It is okay. It is okay for you to make a decision that is based upon the things that's taking you in the direction of your God-given purpose. It is okay for you to be authentic. It is okay for you to be honest. It is okay for you to do purpose-based activities that bring about love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. In fact, if you do not do those three things, if you not be authentic, if you do not be honest, and if you do not do purpose-based activities, you are wasting you're wasting your time, you're wasting your attention, and you're wasting your purpose. You're pissing in the wind. Now, it's okay. If you select to do that, at least you know that you're doing it. Don't be like me. Thinking that you're doing purpose, thinking that you're being authentic, thinking that you're focused,
that you're disciplined, that you got better, and I'm telling you, don't do that. It's not a good thing. It's a bad thing. It is a bad feeling. It is almost suicidal type feeling for you to wake up one day and realize that you ain't even lived. That is a bad place to be. You do not want to be there. Trust me. Yeah, this is one time I want you to trust me. Any other time, you ain't got to trust me. But today, I want you to trust me. I want you to take my experience. I want you to take all my faults. I want you to take my failures. I want you to take everything that I've done. I want you to take my life, man. I want you to learn from it. I want you to look at my life. And I want you to see that Brother Will didn't know. Then when I got married, had 5 kids, he had no idea how to take care of him after 25 years. He ran. And he's been running ever since. Because his life was running him. He wasn't running his life. My life sucked. I hated my life. I loved my children. I loved certain aspects of it. But every day I woke up, I did stuff I did not want to do. Every day from the time I woke up until the time I got went to bed, I did shizness I did not want to do. Are you doing that? Are you living a life you don't want to live? Why? Why are you living a life you don't want to live, man? Come on, man. Let's be honest. Why? Why are we living? Why do we do that to ourselves? Why do we think we don't deserve to be happy? Why do we think that we can't live the life of our dreams? Why do we think that we don't deserve to be treated like royalty? Instead, we settle to be treated like peasants. Why? Why do we put ourselves in environments that we know we're not going to be happy? And then we don't do nothing about it. We just tolerate it. We say, well, okay, it's the best I can do, Brother Will. Brother Will's talking to Brother Will. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm talking to myself. That's what I did. Why did I do? Why? I'm sitting there asking myself, why did I do that? And then not only at that, after I did it, why did I wait 25 years to make a change? Can somebody explain that to me? Can somebody please explain to me why I wasted 25 years? Now, I didn't waste. I learned a lot of shizness. That's what I'm teaching you. That's what I'm sharing with you. All the shizness that I learned. But why did it take me 25 years to complete, and it could have just taken me a year? Let me tell you why. Remember those two words I said earlier? Really, it's 3 words. The first word, no self-esteem, no self-worth, no self-value. Then that leads to attaching yourself to something or someone that you think is going to give you value. That's called obligating. So I didn't have no worth and no value. I didn't know about myself. So I say, if I become a Marine, people got to respect me. That's what I thought. I was young, dumb, and stupid. I didn't know what to do. I was like, okay, I can't go to college. I'm not big enough to play college football. You know, hey, only jobs, you know, down in where I grew up, man, only job was fast food restaurant. You know, I got a job at Wendy's, tried that for about, you know, a month. I was like, oh, no, that dog don't hunt. So I was like, okay, if I go into the Marines, they will give me purpose. They will give me value. The Marines, will turn me into a man. Now, don't get me wrong. The Marines did a damn good job. Did my black ass grow up. But the Marines colonized me. The Marines made me into a little Marine. They further down my identity. So I actually separated myself from my, now remember the word authentic means original. It means genuine. It means one's own authority. It means your auto self. It means when you automatically, your instinct. It means being authentic means that you are really genuine. It means that you are the author of your life. It means that you are living your life into in accordance with a moral code that's placed inside of your DNA. It means that you are living according to a purpose. That purpose gives you a principle. That principle gives you a process. That process gives you a procedure. That procedure develops a product. That product gives you a freaking profit. That profit leads to prosperity. That prosperity gives you peace. That is authentic. That is genuine. That's how you're supposed to live. You're supposed to have a purpose. That purpose is going to establish that principle. That principle is going to lead to that process. That process is going to develop that procedure. That procedure will automatically produce the product. That product will automatically give you a profit. That profit would automatically give you prosperity. That prosperity will automatically allow you to go home and have peace.
because your life is genuine. You're living your life. You've been true. You've been authentic. You have a moral code that's not outside of you. You don't need nobody to tell you thou shalt not steal. Negro, you know you shouldn't steal. You ain't worked for it. You know that yours. Nobody going to tell me right from wrong. I know right from wrong. It's inside of my DNA. God written his laws. He ain't written them on tablets of stone any longer. He's written his laws on the hearts and the minds of his people. You know what to do, but you're not genuine. So if you're not genuine, if you're not being authentic, then, oh, you ain't got no laws that's written on your heart. Now, you can cheat on your wife. Now, you can lie on your taxes. Now, you show up late on your job, and you sign in at 7, and you ain't get there till 8. Now, you can lie. Now, you can cheat. Now, you can go and blow $300 a week on marijuana. Now, you can go and smoke up a pack of cigarettes. Now, you can go and knock out 2 dozen of donuts. Now, you can eat Captain Crunch cereal and watch cartoons. Now, you can be a grown-ass man sitting at home playing video games all day. Now, you can do that. Why? There is nothing written, and you're not connected to the laws that is written on the hearts and minds of your soul. You've been disconnected from the patar. You've been disconnected from the pleroma. Therefore, a man where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Go to the prison, you see a lot of folk that's disconnected from the pleroma. They don't need no 12-step program. They need purpose. They need to be reconnected with their source so that way they can be authentic and they can say, bye-bye, nice guy. Bye-bye, nice girl. Hello, Mr. Authenticity. So, brothers and sisters, it is my prayer that, like me, you start the process of being authentic. Doc, how do we start that process? You make a decision that is okay for you to make a decision. Start there. See, a lot of y'all, it's not even okay for you to make a decision. You got to call somebody. You're like, well, I want to, I'm thinking about doing this, but let me check with my husband first. Now, don't get me wrong. That's cool. But, was you born with that dude or that dude? It's okay to consult with them. Now, I'm talking about when you are authentic. Because, see, when you are authentic, guess what? You can go to your husband, and your husband already know if he's your husband. If he's really tuned in, he already know. See, my wife cannot come tell me nothing. See, I know that my wife is not authentic. She knows I'm not authentic. We both are trying to be authentic. We're going to another level. Now, there's levels to this stuff. So you may say, oh, okay, Doc, I'm going to be authentic in the area of wealth. Okay, what about health? Well, I'm not there yet. We're going to tackle them one at a time. Awesome. Don't try to tackle all of this at the same time. You're going to be overwhelmed. Don't try to be authentic in the area of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship at the same time. Brother, you're going to fail miserably. Because you can't do all of them at the same time, but tackle the one that is the most important to you first. Now, for me, that's funds. Because I've learned, okay, if I got family, but I ain't got no funds to take care of them, I'm going to feel guilty. Once I feel guilt, I draw guilt. That dog don't hunt. So I know from experience, 40 plus years, that I'm not going to do anything before. Now, I know this is contrary to belief, because I know, like, I used to believe and I used to teach for 40 years, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. I used to teach that. Now, that's talking about seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all of these things. Those things, again, has to do with what God already has given you, because the Bible says God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. So now what I'm talking about is these funds that we need for Caesar. The Bible says, render unto Caesar what is due unto Caesar. So there's certain thing that Caesar, now see, my righteousness, I can't pay my light bill with it. I tried it. I went down to the light company and said, hey, light company, I'm a licensed ordained minister. I'm a righteous man of God. I spoke very proper too. I bowed my head. You know, I did the whole Catholic thing. I'm a righteous, I'm a man of God. Oh, sir, light bill, that'd be $159, please. Yeah, but I'm a man of God. You got money? Well, you know, I'm righteousness. I got righteousness. I got love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. Therefore, I shall render that as payment. Security. Yeah, you cannot render unto Caesar what is not Caesar's. So you make sure you don't get conned like I did. And put your faith before your funds, brother. Put your faith before your funds, sister.
that dog don't hunt. They don't take that for your car payment. I don't give a damn how much faith you got. It's great. Trust me, I've been it. Been there, done that, brother. I can believe God for anything. I have plenty of love, joy, peace. I loved everybody. And I watched them repo 23 cars. That's how many cars I had repoed. Y'all don't even know. Y'all think this is a game? Y'all talking to the one fool that's been there, done that. There's nothing nobody can tell me that I ain't already done other than freaking jumping out of a plane. So, again, I'm not coming to you guys and gals with no book knowledge. This is real deal Holyfield. These are real devils. See, I fight real devils and demons, real ones. I don't fight these now lay me down to sleep devils and demons. These are, no, what I've been through is real. So I speak as one having authority because I got that authority from experience. So I either had to whoop that devil or he was going to whoop me. And after getting whooped for 40-plus years, finally I figured it out. And what did I figure out? I figured out that you cannot say yes to other people and other things and other stuff because that means that you're saying no to being original, to being genuine, to being authentic to your purpose, to your destiny, to your goals in life. Say yes to yourself. And everybody else going to be pissed off, but that's okay. Because guess what? I am doing what I care about. I am doing what makes me happy. I am doing what my intuition is saying. I am doing what brings me. First of all, I'm being it. So then I'm doing it. So now I'm having it. It's be, do, have. Or have, be, do. What does that mean? The Pleroma downloaded something into my spirit. My intuition said, whoa, wow. Something, and then I started doing it, and that produced some enthusiasm. And then that enthusiasm produced inspiration. And that inspiration gave me dunamis power. And so now I speak as one having authority. Where did I get it from? Same place Yahushua got his from. When he came back, and said, hey, ain't that the carpenter's son? Yep, that's him. Why is he speaking like he know what the hell he's talking about? Well, I don't know where he got it from, but he went somewhere and he came back. Now that fool know what he does. See, where did he go? He went and got something called expeditas. He went and got some freaking experience, brother. He got some experience. So now when them devils and demons come up to him, he gets to get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written. Brothers and sisters, say goodbye to the nice girl and the nice guy and say hello. Go look yourself in the mirror and say hello to Mr. and Mrs. Authentic. Brothers and sisters, appreciate you. I love you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May God bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because he will never, ever, 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 ever. Somebody comes along and try to manipulate you and con you, you know that's loosened far. Because the Ruach will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it. See you at a totally optimized life, a totally optimized purpose. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Rated R.